Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. You know, spring is just around the corner, and that means the wildflowers are about to start blooming all across Texas. Here to talk about it is Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes.
Tony, you're right. It's that time of year when Texans want to get outside and see those first signs of spring, which means we're also getting ready for the beautiful wildflowers that cover much of our landscape. As you know, spring wildflowers depend heavily on the rain we get between September and, say, mid-November. And I'm very happy to say that parts of the Lone Star State this past year saw higher than average rainfall during those months. The experts are telling us that thanks to this rain and other factors going our way, we could have a banner year for wildflowers.
Sounds like spring's going to be awesome.
Well, it sure is, Tony. It's going to be a very colorful spring in Texas. Of course, there are a number of local factors involved, like the soil type and as we mentioned, the regional rainfalls. But bluebonnet rosettes are showing up all over the place, and that's really a good sign. We should see quite a display from Mother Nature with lots of Indian paintbrush, evening primrose, purple wine cup, and, of course, our beautiful state flower, the bluebonnet.
After this brutal winter we have, boy, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, same here, Tony. It's a great time for us to get out our cameras and head out to enjoy one of the many beautiful things we're blessed to have here in the Lone Star State. Plus, no place can beat a Texas spring and the colorful weather that's ahead. Don't you know our friends up to the north and in those cold states are going to enjoy coming down and enjoying the warm Texas spring and the beautiful colors.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.